While the stories of these churches are exciting to hear, I believe that the greatest churches are yet to be built. You may be the very person God chooses to use in that way. God's Spirit is moving mightily in waves around the world. My prayer at the start of each day goes like this: Father, I know you're going to do some incredible things in your world today. Please give me the privilege of getting in on some of what you're doing. In other words, church leaders should stop praying, Lord, bless what I'm doing, and start praying, Lord, help me to do what you are blessing. In this book, I'll identify some of the principles and processes God is using to reach this generation for Christ. I would not presume to teach you how to create a wave of the Spirit. It can't be done. But I can teach you how to recognize what God is doing, how to cooperate with what God is doing, and how to become more skilled in riding a wave of God's blessing. The problem with many churches is that they begin with the wrong question. They ask, what will make our church grow? This is a misunderstanding of the issue. It's like saying, how can we build a wave? The question we need to ask instead is, what is keeping our church from growing? What barriers are blocking the waves God wants to send our way? What obstacles and hindrances are preventing growth from happening? All living things grow. You don't have to make them grow. It's the natural thing for living organisms to do if they're healthy. For example, I don't have to command my three children to grow. They naturally grow. As long as I remove the hindrances, such as poor nutrition or unsafe environment, their growth will be automatic. If my kids don't grow, something has gone terribly wrong. Lack of growth usually indicates an unhealthy situation, possibly a disease. In the same way, since the church is a living organism, it is natural for it to grow, if it is healthy. The church is a body, not a business. It is an organism, not an organization. It is alive. If a church is not growing, it's dying.